99.1 The Sports Animal brings you inside the fight game of the MMA.
Oh my God.
With a weekly one-hour show. In the Cage MMA Radio.
Dude, this might be a bad idea.
Hosts Vince Ferrara and Tim Loy bring you a unique perspective from inside the sport. Vince is an MMA lead commentator, cage side at many events. Tim Loy is a former MMA organization president and current matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge.
From the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Get big-time national MMA interviews, pay-per-view recaps and previews, matchmaking, predictions, strong opinions, compelling content, weekly things you'll learn, and more on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Three-minute rounds. We're underway in Knoxville.
Here's Vince Ferrara.
Hey everybody, it's In the Cage MMA Radio, weekly MMA talk here in Knoxville, Tennessee on 99.1 The Sports Animal. I am Vince Ferrar, joined by my co-host each and every week. He's the matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge, Mr. Tim Loy. Tim, how are you, my man?
I'm well, Vince. I am getting excited to get back in action here. And, you know, the national scene that hasn't paused for us here since we've been back. So we got lots to talk about today.
We do, and you're going to drop an exclusive on us in our lightning round presented by KMAA in the final segment. You will have some breaking news for us, very exciting, on an announcement for Valor Fighting Challenge. I don't want to put too much more out there, but Tim, this is going to be really cool in our last segment.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, man. It's a big fight that I'm excited to announce to our listeners here tonight. It'll be the main event for our Pro-Am Chattanooga show on September 12th, so stay tuned.
Yep, that's coming up in our lightning round a little bit later on. Plus, we'll look ahead to this Saturday show in Las Vegas with Hot Sauce. He will be fighting a ranked fighter, Benil Darush. What an opportunity for Hot Sauce. We'll preview that entire card in our third segment. Plus, Hot Sauce joins us here on Fight Week in our next segment in about 15 minutes. So we are locked and loaded. Let's jump into our three big stories here in MMA. And we start with the UFC Vegas show last Saturday night. Brunson Shabazz. Derek Brunson, eighth ranked middleweight, gets a very impressive third round TKO victory over ninth ranked Edmund Shabazzian. And Brunson looked good with that blonde light hair. Man, he delivered. He didn't always in terms of entertainment, Tim, but what do you think of Brunson's performance and victory?
Well, I tell you what, man, you know, last week we talked about how if Brunson was going to win, that it probably wouldn't be very aesthetically pleasing. But he actually made it more entertaining than what I gave him credit for. It was actually pretty good. You know, I thought that he really proved a lot of people wrong, including myself, because I was on Shabazzian, and looking back at it, I was like, man, this kid was still unproven. He still just hadn't fought guys on the level of Derek Brunson. Derek Brunson has fought the best in the world. You know, he's only lost to top five contenders across his career. And it's hard to imagine that the guy's never had a title fight with so many big fights in his career, but he's kind of always just been like the guy that guys would fight and beat before they got a title fight, you know? So I think a lot of people were just overlooking Brunson here, myself included. Shabazzian was good in the first round, but after that, he started to fade in the second round. Brunson, at the end of the second round especially, it was almost like Shabazzian, like, knew that they were on short time and that he was just going to – he was on the bottom. Brunson had taken him down finally after multiple failed attempts. And it was almost like he had decided that he was just going to rest out the rest of the, like, 10, 15 seconds in the round and recoup for the third. And that was a big mistake because Brunson really laid in with some just heavy elbows and punches that honestly it looked to me like Shabazzian was out for a second. He survived to the bell and was very, not excited about coming out for the third round. He wasn't going to quit. But, you know, you could tell that he was done, and it didn't take long, 26 seconds into the third round, and it was over.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. And one other thing, notice Herb Dean jumped in there pretty quick.
He did. He wasn't going to leave himself open for any scrutiny this time, Vince.
No doubt. Co-main event, you had a little bit of an upset, at least in terms of the rankings, and Jennifer Maia defeating third-ranked Joanne Calderwood. Armbar submission late in the first round in a women's flyweight bout, and Calderwood was a late replacement. What'd you think of Calderwood getting subbed by Maia in this fight?
Man, to tell you the truth, I was on Calderwood here too, so I'm on the wrong side of both the main event and the co-main event. But Calderwood, you know, she pretty much had a title shot against Valentina Shevchenko set. Shevchenko was injured. Calderwood didn't want to wait. And so who knows why? Maybe she needed the money. Maybe she just didn't want to stay on the shelf. She takes a very dangerous fight against Jennifer Maia and ends up getting submitted for her efforts. Lose, most likely has lost her title shot now. They're talking about Jennifer Maia getting the next crack at it. You know, who's to say, you know, what was her motives behind this? But it, in hindsight, being 2020, it certainly looks like it was a mistake. But what do you think? Maia will be a credible challenger, someone that they can use to promote a fight against Shevchenko with success?
Yeah, I think so, especially because Calderwood was in that spot. And it's not like there's such depth in other options. And, sure. You know, Maia comes across with really good personality as well. And when you can finish fights, it'd be different if maybe she went the distance and won in a split decision or judges. Right. But that was impressive to do that to Calderwood. Someone else was really impressive. And I think we expected it. It's 12th ranked Vicente Luque, who absolutely dominated Randy Brown. Second round TK in a welterweight bout. What did you think of Luque's performance?
Man, I'm a Luque fan, and I've been a fan for a while now. And there was a lot of people saying that Randy Brown had the tools and the length and the height and the reach to knock off Luque, but I wasn't sold on that. I just hadn't seen Brown in there with top-level talent, or at least beating top-level talent. Luque has knocked off some really tough guys. And he's just a guy that doesn't, you know, even though he's ranked, I'm actually kind of surprised that he's ranked 12th just because he doesn't get a lot of respect, it doesn't feel like. But he's tough, man. And I would expect hopefully he'll get a top 10 opponent here moving forward. And he's always putting on good fights. You know, can you recall a Luque fight that wasn't good? It's always entertaining.
Yep, I agree with you. I cannot. Other fights on the main card last Saturday in Vegas here on In the Cage MMA Radio. Vince Ferrara, Tim Loy. Bobby Green beats Lando Venata. Unanimous decision, 30-26, 30-27, 30-27. In a lightweight bout, you had Kevin Holland and Trevin Giles in a middleweight bite. The fight had to be called off because Giles fainted backstage. Tim, have you experienced something like that? Maybe other reasons, but fainting backstage as a MMA promoter, being a matchmaker in your years at MMA, do you recall anything like that?
I can one up it.
Go for it.
It's been about 4 years ago. We were having a kickboxing event up in the Tri-Cities in Johnson City. I don't know if folks are familiar with a fellow by the name of Gavin Walker. He is a massive man. Looks like Thor. I mean, he truly is an awe-inspiring physique, just a massive sweetheart of a guy, he's a big, scary dude. He's set to kickbox against a gentleman. I'm not even going to name his name, but Gavin walked out first for whatever reason, and this guy walks out, and he faints as Mark Laws is greasing him up. He passed out and faints as he's getting ready to enter the ring at the sheer sight of Gavin Walker.
Wow. I wonder if that was a first for Mark Laws. He's seen a lot in the sport.
Yes, but I think, if anything, it was his first time with one of those as well. I'll have to let him tell you about that sometime. But in this case, you know, Trevin Giles is a guy that's made that walk before. You know, like Trevin Giles has been out there and he's fought in the UFC. He's coming off a win, you know, over Krause. So it wasn't like he's too – should have been deer in the headlights too much. Disappointing to lose that one, but I was really more excited for Kevin Holland because, you know, he's been looking really good as of late.
You hope that maybe it wasn't because of a bad weight cut. Whatever it was, we hope Trevin Giles is going to be good. But unfortunately, the bad weight cut is one of the first things that I thought of. And you hope that those kind of things, you know, aren't happening in the sport.
Yeah, hopefully not. I don't know if that is what the issue was either, but I was hearing reports that it was just like super high anxiety out of nowhere. And, you know, there wasn't any reports about him struggling with a weight cut or looking, you know, depleted too badly. I always watch the weigh-ins and the face-offs just to kind of get a good look at these guys and see if they look like they've had a rough time. And he didn't strike me as looking out of sorts.
All right, let's get to the undercard real quick, and we'll start with Cody Durden, who is a Valor Fighting Challenge alum, a champion in Valor Fighting Challenge, and he fought to a draw against Chris Gutierrez in a bantamweight bout, declared a unanimous draw, 28-28 on all three judges' scorecards. What'd you think of Cody Durden's UFC debut?
I thought he accounted well for himself, man. I thought he fought the first round perfect. I thought that he obviously needed to close the distance against a talented striker such as Chris Gutierrez, who just won a fight with leg kicks the last time out.
Right.
He was able to close the gap, get a takedown, take his back, and have a very dominant first round. It was the fact that that first round was so dominant that saved him from a loss here, unfortunately, because in the second and third round, the gas tank started to drop a little bit. And you worry about that. You know, he just fought a week before. You know, one has to imagine most fighters, you know, they gorge themselves a little bit after they make weight for a fight, and they enjoy some food and beverage. And so, like, having to turn your body around like that, you know, on a week's notice, and the adrenaline dump and all these things, I'm not surprised that he gassed a little bit in the second and third rounds. Honestly, it's not that bad a look on him. I think with a proper fight camp, Durden probably can win that fight if he uses the same game plan in the second and third rounds. He just couldn't get him down in the second and third rounds. But I thought he had a good accounting of himself, especially on a week notice.
First fight on a 4-fight deal for Cody Durden in the UFC. Wish him the best of luck moving forward. Martinez beat Sainz, Manis over Munoz, Emers beat Cachero, and then also we were supposed to see Gerald Meerschaert, but unfortunately, Gerald tested positive for COVID on fight day, Tim, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah, man, I was excited to see Gerald fight. He was on a quick turnaround himself, and, you know, they have the testing in the lead up the days before. I assume they're taking a test every day, so it was really odd that he popped with a positive test on fight day. It seems like he was feeling fine. Hopefully he continues to feel fine. And, you know, hopefully it was just like a false positive or something like that, because he passed so many tests in the lead up to it. It's unfortunate for sure. And that card was just cursed. It seems like we started with 11 fights at the beginning of the week, and we ended up with 8 when it was all said and done. I will say this. It seems like the UFC must have a fairly solid stable of backups at their behest at each show, because, you know, we're seeing lots of changes on fight day, or I'm sorry, on fight week, where somebody will drop out and it's just a matter of hours before there's another opponent and they're there already and they're ready, you know.
That's a good point. They actually were able to pull that off at Fight Island, which was really impressive, but even more so in Vegas.
They called Ed Herman when Trevin Giles fainted. Did you know that?
No.
When Trevin Giles,
right.
Yeah, he was available, you see, right, because of Meerschaert falling out. And they said that Holland was willing to fight Ed Herman. They called Ed Herman. He'd already started to have some extracurriculars, if you will, since he found out that his fight was off, and he just wasn't in. He wasn't available at that point.
Yeah, you could totally see that. All right, our second and our main three stories is that this Saturday night, it's Lewis versus Oleinik. That's the main event. Derek Lewis, Alexei Oleinik on the card. It'll be the first fight of the main card. Beneil Darush against Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman in a lightweight bout. What a massive opportunity for Hot Sauce. Tim, just a quick overall thought on that card that we'll do a full preview on in our third segment.
Well, you know, I think the main reason we're all excited this weekend is to tune in and see Hot Sauce, you know, so that kind of lifts the rest of the card up. Honestly speaking, you know, I don't know how well the main event is going to go. I think Lewis can either make it exciting or not. The rest of the card, you know, there's some decent names, Weidman, things like that. But to tell you the truth, besides the Hot Sauce fight, to me, it isn't just a world-shattering card as far as, like, who's going to move up the rankings or anything that's going to matter for title fights.
Yeah, a lot of prospects, a lot of really young prospects, early to mid-20s, ones that maybe a lot of people hadn't heard of in terms of name value, but could potentially deliver in terms of quality, and that certainly happened before. All right, our third and our big three stories here in the sport of MMA here on In the Cage MMA Radio. Dana White, in a recent interview, guaranteed that Conor McGregor won't fight in 2020. White said, quote, "I'm telling you, we don't have a fight planned for him in 2021, but I guarantee you he will not fight in 2020. Conor McGregor is retired." You know, he went on, talked about some of the business aspect of it. A lot of us don't believe he's actually retired, but Dana White doesn't want to talk about Conor McGregor because he's, quote, retired. What do you make of this?
You know, I think that it's twofold, as most things are when Dana White makes statements like this. You know, I think that A, he's telling the truth. I mean, you know, Dave, if Conor says he's retired, then, like, he can't really speculate on fights that are coming up for somebody that isn't actively fighting. You know, at the same time, I think it's kind of one of those things where he wants Conor to, if Conor is going to make a commitment to come back, he wants him to kind of put that out there instead of just kind of, chirping up, I accept and things like that, but not really putting it out there that he's ready to make a comeback. So kind of prodding him to maybe do his part there a little more.
It continues to give a little bit of validity to Connor's retirement. If he's talking about future fights of Connor while he alleges he's retired, then he's squashing Connor's retirement, even though
talking about future fights for John Jones or Henry Cejudo.
That's a good point. And he has been consistent with that. If guys aren't happy for whatever reason, you got to get happy first, and then they'll discuss fights. Masvidal was able to come back from that pretty quickly. So you never know what the money that Connor will bring. All right, that's our big three stories in the sport of mixed martial arts. Coming up next, we interview UFC lightweight Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman on Fight Week before the biggest fight of his MMA career this Saturday in Vegas. That is next on In the Cage, MMA Radio.
Stop by the market on Gay Street at the intersection of Union this Thursday from 9 to noon and register to win the Sports Animal Big Ticket. While you're there, buy any king-size Hershey product and save 3 cents off per gallon of gas. Customers who download the local rewards app will get a free 24-ounce fountain drink. The Market Downtown is a fully stocked grocery store that has Honeybee Coffee and a Boar's Head Deli in the back that makes fresh, creative sandwiches. The Market on Gay Street, a convenience store with high-quality service and a local feel.
Attention all men. Did you know 70% of all men experience some form of ED in their lifetime? If you suffer from ED in any way, we have really good news. You can now effectively and successfully treat your ED for good with no pills and no pain. That's right. You can now make that ED go away once and for all with no pills, no shots, no surgery, and no pain. With WaveTech Advanced Acoustic Wave Therapy, just text GOOD to 323232 for your free consultation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Harrison Frank, Medical Director for WaveTech. WaveTech's state-of-the-art, FDA-cleared treatment uses safe, pain-free, low-intensity sound waves to effectively and successfully treat your ED. Even better, this revolutionary technology will treat your ED in just a few quick, easy, and pain-free sessions.
Don't suffer with ED another day. Text GOOD to 323232 right now and set up your free consultation and make that ED go away once and for all. Text the word GOOD to 323232. Text GOOD to 323232.
Life should be fun. Hi, I'm Scott Mellon, and you deserve to have more fun. Games and Things, the ultimate man cave store, can make it happen. We have everything you want to make your man cave the place to be. From pool tables, shuffleboard, poker tables, and video arcade games, to air hockey, foosball, skee ball, and darts. And don't forget, we also have the largest selection of home theater seating in the area, located at the corner of Kingston Pike and Lovell Road, and online at ourgameroom.com. Games and Things, because life should be fun.
Wedby Insurance is Knoxville's premier auto owner's insurance agency. Since 1972, the staff at Wedby has made it a point to provide personalized, prompt, and professional service. Whether you need personal or commercial coverage, Wedby Insurance and Auto Owner's Insurance can provide you with a coverage that fits your needs and your budget. For your home, your life, your car, or your business, Wedby Insurance will be there for your family. Contact them at WedbyInsurance.com. That's WHEDBEEInsurance.com.
Join three-time NBA champion BJ Armstrong.
It looks like basketball in the bubble is going to be a reality.
And Titus and Tate's Tate Frazier.
It's too big to fail. I'm pretty sure that's what they said about the Titanic.
As they break down the hoops world and try to bridge the generational gap by blending their perspectives.
How concerned are you seeing these reports coming out?
I have a lot of homework getting ready for this potential date. Let's get ready, my friend.
Listen and subscribe to Pushing Through free on Apple Podcasts or wherever you enjoy audio.
Presented by the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Now it's time for In the Cage MMA Radio's weekly marquee interview. Letting you hear from the personalities inside the sport. In the Cage.
The Sports Animal back here on In the Cage MMA Radio. Tim Loy will rejoin us in just a little bit. Time to talk to my guy. Been talking to him for a long time during his journey and moving up the ranks in MMA. A great representative of the Knoxville area. He is Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman, UFC lightweight, who's got an amazing opportunity in front of him. He joins us from his fight camp in Charlotte. Hot Sauce, how we doing, my man?
What's up, Vince? I'm doing good, man. It's good to be back on. I'm glad you're doing well, staying safe. It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. So camp in Charlotte, talk about how this, with everything that's going on with COVID-19, how you're handling that camp in Charlotte.
We're doing what we can, man. They obviously, everybody knows these are special times right now. We got a small group of high-level pros and keeping practices closed and private, and we're just getting after it, man. We got 5 to 6 guys who are all extremely high level and all have fights coming up. So we're out there trying to get that paper, as the kids would say.
Who are you going to be allowed to bring with you to the UFC show? Do they have a restriction on corner people or anything like that for Vegas, or have they not told you yet?
No, it's the same. You can still bring your 3 corners. They try to keep you quarantined once you get there, but they're trying to keep us all obviously in the same hotel and with suites and stuff like that. But it's still same corner men. Probably same, well, not the same protocol, but from what I understand, you're kind of stage up, start warming up in your room, and then you move to the UFC training facility, and then you walk over to the Apex and finish your warm up. So there'll be a lot of working parts. It'll be a little different, but at the end of the day, you're still going to end up in the octagon, and your opponent has to go through the same type of thing.
We're visiting with Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman here on In the Cage MMA Radio. I'm Vince Ferrara. You mentioned the opponent and getting in the cage. You have a terrific opportunity in facing ranked Beneil Dariush, who is a very exciting fighter and a heavy hitter, as you certainly know. But talk about getting this opportunity that we've talked to you about for a while, trying to get that ranked fighter under your belt and get a win against them that could get you into the ranking. How did this come to be?
Yeah, I just have been working my way up slowly, kind of chipping away at guys, and just kind of made sense. And obviously right now, not everybody in the top 15 are willing to fight right now. So I think Beneil was looking for a fight. I was looking for a fight too. He's in the rankings, so obviously that's appealing to me. But more appealing than the ranking is, you know, he's an exciting fighter and it's going to be a real good fight. So he's willing to throw down, and I am too. So that always tends to help me.
So stylistically, besides you two both wanting to throw down, what else do you see in this matchup with him?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. Anybody who is an MMA fan, UFC fan, that he's an extremely high level wrestler grappler. He's a black belt. He's highly decorated, maybe, you know, arguably top 5 in the division. So that presents some challenges, and he's not afraid to shoot. He doesn't let the crowd play into whether or not he wants to wrestle or anything like that. So just got to be ready to stuff some takedowns and sprawl and brawl a little bit.
Knowing you, you're not going to be impacted by the external factors of not having fans there. Have you thought about at least how weird it will be, even if it doesn't impact you during the fight?
Yeah, but, you know, I think it'll help me. Obviously, you know, the fans get you amped up a little bit. And when you're amped up, you tend to make emotional decisions, which don't always work out well in a fight. So it'll be nice to be able to actually hear my corner man and take instruction and you know, stay calm. So, and that's how you beat him. You just stay calm. You stay disciplined. You stay within yourself. And that's how I'll beat him.
You're a fight fan, so I know you've been watching all of these events, these MMA events, Vegas, and then back at Fight Island. What have you thought about all of the audio that comes through so clear to people watching at home, like leg kicks to the body and all the cornermen, like you mentioned? What do you think about that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's nothing new for me. Obviously, I've been immersed in it for a while. I've cornered guys. I mean, you've sat on the octagon and done some commentating, but that's nothing new for me. I mean, but I think from a fan's perspective, they can finally get a grip on how real it is. And I think sometimes when people are sitting in Hooters and they see somebody kicking the guy's leg and they think, oh, that's silly, you know, or well, that doesn't hurt. I could do that. Well, it does hurt. It's like a baseball bat hitting your leg. So with no crowd, I think fans, it's starting to open their eyes a little bit, like, oh, these dudes are the real deal, and these shots are real powerful, and this is nothing to mess around with. So I think the fans are getting a real treat right now, but it's as real as it gets, man, and I've known that, and I've had the punches zipping by my face, so, you know, it's no joke.
Joined by Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman, UFC lightweight, here on In the Cage MMA Radio. What have you thought about all the events that the UFC has been able to pull off on Fight Island?
Well, I think it's incredible. Obviously, they're doing some great things as far as getting the fighters paid, and some people are really capitalizing on some opportunities. It looks like Abu Dhabi is a pretty awesome place. I'd love to go there, but not during the quarantine. But, you know, you got to appreciate what Dana's doing. he's trying to get the fighters paid and keep the product out there. So you can't knock him for that.
Do you know where you're going to be on the card, or is that still to be determined?
I don't have any idea. Honestly, I don't really care. You know, I've gotten caught up in that before, and this fight's going to be so good. Like last fight, Jim Miller was on the main card last time. Before this, I was on the main card, so we're going to be high up, and then they stuck us on the prelims. So I don't care about that anymore. Honestly, the earlier the fight, the better. You don't have to wait around as much. So don't have any idea. Don't really care. All good.
Talk about more about your camp. Jeff Jimmo is someone you've relied on many, many times. Who else is with you there in Charlotte?
Yeah, I got some awesome training partners. Brian Barberina's here. I think everybody knows him. John Salter's here. He's a high-level Bellator fighter. Chris Honeycutt, former Bellator fighter, ACB. Now, Impa Kasaganai, who is going in the Contender Series on September 1st, a real big UFC prospect. He'll be in the UFC after that. Dylan Calla, as usual, he'll be cornering me too here. So we got a pretty solid small group here. And I think as far as quarantine goes, that's, you know, everybody's kind of in the same boat. So you got to lean on the couple guys you got and your fitness and workouts. And that's what's going to carry you through. We're all kind of in the same boat. So I'm just going to get out there and let it rip.
How long have you been in Charlotte in this stint and away from your family?
I've been here probably solid for three and a half, four weeks now. Mm-hmm. The fight kind of came together pretty quick, but they were telling me to be ready to fight in early August. So I was tuning up in Knoxville and had been back training full time for at least 3-4 weeks before I got the call for this fight. And I stayed fit the entire quarantine too. I was doing fitness workouts 6 days a week. I wasn't on the mat, but as far as a cardiovascular base, I'm ready to go when it comes to that. So I wasn't sitting around in the quarantine, being lazy, getting fat or anything like that. I came out of this thing ready to go. So I'm gonna try to put the best product out there as usual.
How do you balance doing so many of the explosive training that you need to do, which muscle is weight, but then also working on your weight as well? Is that something that you're always kind of fine tuning that process, or do you have it down from camp to camp?
Well, you know, I've been doing it for a while now. I've been cutting weight and all that. And as you get older, it gets a little tougher. You know, I'm a little bigger these days, holding on to a little more weight. So, you know, it's tough to get down to weight. I won't lie about that. It's no walk in the park. It always has been tough, but I try to do everything right. I kind of take pride in, you know, my recovery, my nutrition, my, you know, strength conditioning and my work ethic on the mat. I try to do it, try to be a pro in all areas. So when you do that, you know, it all kind of comes together and you try to do everything right. So it makes it a little easier.
Break down the time spent in the gym during a camp preparing for a fight in terms of hours spent versus the recovery time, the rest of the time there you're in that camp.
Yeah, I mean, I'm solid. I don't train as much volume wise as I used to. I try to kind of train smarter now as opposed to harder. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm on the mats for a solid, 3 hours a day, normally two sessions. And then recovery, sometimes I'm doing 1-2 hours of recovery per night. So there's a lot of work to be done every night. I do a ton of recovery. I do film study. I do visualization. I do a little bit of meditation. I do a little bit of everything. I like to, again, pride myself on being a pro in all areas. So do just as much work in the recovery area as I do on the mat.
Did I see that you do acupuncture as well?
I did try acupuncture for the first time last weekend, just as something different, to try. I had a friend from the gym. It's Satori Acupuncture in Knoxville. She owns. So I went in there to see her and really felt a lot looser after doing it. So if you're looking for something to try, I'd recommend it.
Interesting. Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman joining us here on In the Cage MMA Radio. I'm Vince Ferraro on 99.1 The Sports Animal. So last couple things with you, Hot Sauce. Your teammate from Shield Systems, Gina Gooden, continuing to have success in Invicta FC. She beat Shelby Corin in Kansas City earlier this month. I know that had to make you proud to see her continue to have success.
Yeah, I'm so proud of Gina, man. I still think that We haven't seen the best product for her on in the cage. I've seen her in the gym. She's an animal, complete animal in the gym. Sometimes there'll be days when we're grappling and she's my hardest round out of all the men. I'll go with all the men and her, and then she's threatening more submissions than everybody and give me a tougher round. But she works so hard. She'll drive an hour and a half each way and then train 3 hours and drive home and has three kids and is in school. And I mean, she's an impressive young lady, and I'm still waiting for her to perform up to the best of her ability in the cage. But that was a big win for her. Shelby Corin, obviously Olympic weightlifter, all that. No slouch, and was talking some trash beforehand too. So it was a good win for her.
Yeah, and you're all over it. That was one of the things when we talked to her last week that she mentioned was the trash talking. She really wanted to get after her for all that talk. And even up until the start, she was talking trash. But then also in working out with you, she's humble. And she said, he's helped me out so much. I wish I could help him. So let her know that those are some of the toughest workouts that you get is from her.
Yeah, I do. I think for her, I tell her all the time, I said, hey, you're pretty badass. I think you could, you know, you could beat up all those girls in Invicta. I think you could go for the belt. So once she kind of hits her stride and finds her swagger and confidence, she's going to be even more dangerous. But I think she's really good.
All right. So last thing with you, how do you see this fight for you going with Darush on August 8th in Las Vegas?
I need to stay within myself, stay disciplined, just get after him, man. Take the fight everywhere, put him against the cage, take the center, all the normal stuff. Yeah, I just, and, you know, I got to be a dog a little bit too. So he's no slouch. He's, you know, obviously ranked 15 for a reason, but he's already been up there, man. He's had his shot. He's been in the rankings. He's climbed up. He's fallen back down. I think the timing is in my favor now, not his. So, you know, I want that spot. I want this fight bad. So just got to go in there and bring the dog out, baby, that East Tennessee. And from the hills of East Tennessee, we got to bring that dog out.
It's in there. It's in there for sure. Yeah. Hey, Scott, all the best to you. Stay safe and healthy. Yeah. Hope you and your family are doing great. And then we look forward to seeing you in the Octagon on August 8th. Best of luck to you, my man.
Yeah, thanks, Vince. Appreciate it, man. Take care.
All right, you too. That is Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman joining us here on In the Cage MMA Radio. More of the weekly MMA show is next on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Knoxville Martial Arts Academy is Knox County's premier martial arts training center. With a wide diversity of teaching in MMA, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, and personal fitness, their students become well-rounded in self-defense and combat sports. From the in-depth training at KMAA, many students have catapulted themselves into professional careers in the UFC, Bellator, and Invicta Fighting Promotions. Come see why so many have chosen to make KMAA their martial arts training headquarters. Join today by visiting the Knoxville Martial Arts Academy at KnoxMMA.com.
Johnson, our CFO needs some info for the IPO ASAP.
No problem, boss. Just search the web. Cumulus Digital has helped our SEO big time.
Speak English, Johnson.
Search engine optimization.
SEO, huh? That's A-OK.
Cumulus Digital.
If you want a great-looking fence or secure entry gate that will stand the test of time, you need to call Stanley Fencing and Gate. Proudly serving East Tennessee since 2000, Stanley Fencing can customize your fence. Just tell Stanley Fencing your idea, they bring it to life. Offering chain link, vinyl, aluminum, wood fences, they even specialize in secure entry gates to protect your business. For customized fencing and gates backed by a warranty, choose the Stanley Fence family. Call 865-254-3844 or online at stanleyfence.com.
Infinity from Marvin Windows ranked number one in customer satisfaction 2019 with window and patio door manufacturer brands by J.D. Power. That's why locally owned CRS Exteriors proudly recommends Infinity, built for life. Visit crsexteriors.com or call 670-8823 to schedule an appointment today. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
What could you do with $500? That's the sign-on bonus you'll get at Morgan Olson of Loudoun. You'll receive competitive pay and great benefits from Morgan Olson, too. Don't miss out on a $500 sign-on bonus. Apply online at morganolson.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What big events are coming up in MMA?
Well, right now, Vince and Tim have the answers.
This is the pay-per-view and MMA show preview on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Welcome back to In the Cage MMA Radio with Tim Loy, matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge. I am Vince Ferrara. Don't forget, we've got an exclusive breaking news announcement during the lightning round in our next segment. Lightning round each week is presented by KMAA. We've got that, Tim, with some breaking news on a main event in an upcoming card for Valor Fighting Challenge. We will tell you about that in our next segment. Make sure you follow Tim on Facebook. Search for Tim Loy. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Vint Sports. Any questions, feedback, any topics you want us to discuss on the show, interview suggestions, hit us up, share it with us, find us on social media. We'll get back to you on that. We really appreciate you giving us time. Also, reminder, podcasts, they're always archived at 991thesportsanimal.com. Just go to the show page, show tab, look for In the Cage MMA Radio. You will find all of our past shows lined up there. You can also subscribe to our podcast. It will automatically update for you. You can rate, subscribe, share, and listen, and you can do that on iTunes, on Google, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast. So thanks so much for doing that. We'll also take a look at some of the upcoming fights in the UFC, but first, it's our preview segment, and we're going to get into this Saturday's card in Vegas, and on it, you just heard from Hot Sauce Scott Holtzman. Tim, what'd you think of my conversation with Hot Sauce?
It sounds like he's really dialed in and ready, man. It's a big opportunity. It's in my opinion, his first spotlight fight, if you will. You know, it's not that he's never been on the main cards and whatnot, but, you know, this is opening the main card. That's a good slot to have. That's a fight that they typically will put out there because they know it's going to bring good action. First fight on the main card is what they hope to hook casual viewers with to get them to stay for the rest of the show. So that's a compliment that he's in this position right here on this card. I think that it's a really, really good fight. I'm excited for it. I think it's got fight of the night potential. I know we use that term liberally sometimes, but it really does have fight of the night potential, I think. So win or lose, I think he's got a good chance going out there, and he has a partner that in the cage that is going to give a good fan-friendly fight, may get that performance bonus. I'm excited for it.
Well, it's a lightweight bout. Benil Dariush is ranked 14th. We know he is not afraid, as Scott mentioned in the interview, he's not afraid to get in the center of the octagon and bang, but he also has a tremendous wrestling background. He talked about how, hey, I got to be ready with my takedown defense. Break this down for us. How do you see the details, the specifics of this matchup?
You know, Dariush is a guy that's been in there with a very high level of competition. He's managed to win fights in all manners of ways. You know, he's knocked guys out. He's coming off of a big knockout win over a former training partner of Scott Holtzman's and Jakar Close when Scott was out at the lab. So, Dariush has got the experience advantage, not only in fights under his belt, but just in high level fights against guys that are, you know, the top of the food chain, if you will. You know, they've got common opponents in Drew Dober. He was able to beat Drew Dober in the second round with an armbar. Scott lost the decision, a very close decision. Now, I think that Scott really does need to keep this fight standing if he can. If he can keep the fight standing, then he's got a chance to knock him out, because all 4 of Dariush's losses are by finish, and 3 of those are by knockout. So it's not like he's got some kind of ironclad chin, you know, that can't be touched. if Scott, I feel like Scott has the athleticism advantage, the quickness advantage. He's going to be able to move around, I think, and hopefully, you know, not leave himself stationary or backed up against the cage where he can be taken down. And not to say that Holtzman can't handle himself on the ground, but Darushi is a very, very high level grappler wrestler. And so he's, you know, I think Scott's got his plate full here this weekend, but it's the opportunity he's been looking for, and it's a breakthrough fight for him if he can get the win.
Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman, Benil Darush will start in the main card. Five fights on that main card Saturday in Vegas. The main event, fourth-ranked Derek Lewis, 10th-ranked Alexei Olenek in the heavyweight bout. Olenek, more a frequent striker, although he clearly the power goes to Derek Lewis, who sometimes he'll be losing a fight and then be able to get that KO, where Olenek, he's finished 78% of his fights via the sub. What do you think about this main event with these two heavyweights?
Man, it could go, it could be one of two things. It could be just a very quick knockout, which I think is a good possibility from Derek Lewis, or it could be just a very slow grinding slog. If Olenek has his way, he's going to want to make this thing a very slow grinding affair, try to drag Lewis into late rounds, gas him out. Whereas Lewis, you know, he's going to try to get the job done with big, big shots. And, you know, it's been done before. Walt Harris knocked out Olenek in 12 seconds. You know, so it's not like Olenek can't be knocked out. So, you know, we'll see. Same time, Derek Lewis has got a habit sometimes of just not being able to get it done early and, you know, and kind of playing into those long, drawn-out slogs.
Co-main event, Chris Weidman taking on 11th-ranked Omari Akhmadov in a middleweight bout. The Wolverine, Weidman obviously has the bigger name. What do you think about this co-main event quickly, Tim?
You know, I think Weidman is, you know, got some name value that's quickly fading. He's lost two in a row. You know, he hasn't won a fight in 3 years. Last time he won was against Kevin Gastelum in 2017. So the fight is for building Akhmedov, I believe, at this point.
Darren Stewart takes on Mikey Patola, who we have seen in this rush of UFC events and impressive this middleweight bout. What do you think of this one?
Hey, I think that's going to be one of that will give a run for the money for fight of the night with Scott Holtzman and Benil Darush, to tell you the truth. I think that these guys are going to put on a good show. I lean towards Maki Patolo just for that one-punch knockout power. He's one of those tough Hawaiians.
Really like Maki Patolo. A women's bantamweight bout, two Invicta FC fighters, Inyana Kunitskaya taking on Julia Stolyarenko from Lithuania. Kunitskaya has a kickboxing background, ranked 8th in the division. What do you think about these two former Invicta FC fighters?
If I'm not mistaken, Stolyarenko is on short notice here, maybe a couple weeks at most notice, maybe less. Kunitskaya is the one that they want to get the win here. I'll tell you that. You know, she's a looker and is, you know, one that has already just been in there in some bigger fights for them. So this is a fight that I think that they are hoping will kind of catapult Kunitskaya into a potential fight with a top five type opponent. We'll see. Both girls are very good grapplers.
Absolutely. And then the undercard, there's six fights on it. Got Argentinian Loreno Staropoli in a welterweight bout taking on Tim Means. Alex Munoz against Nasrat Haparazit, who is really exciting fighter. He's a German fighter who trains in Montreal up in that TriStar gym, and he's had GSP in his corner. Well, I don't know if GSP is going to be in his corner once again, but we've seen that before. I mean, that's pretty good stuff to have that kind of experience to lean on.
Hawk Cross is a guy that they really want to get behind. You know, he's an exciting fighter that they're really trying to push here. It's a short-notice fighter, Alex Munoz, he's against from Alpha Male. So we'll see if he's got that Alpha Male wrestling.
You have Andrew Sanchez against Wellington Turman, the Prodigy, Gavin Tucker against Justin James in a featherweight bout. You got Youssef Zalal, the Moroccan Devil, taking on Peter Barrett in a featherweight bout. Erwin Rivera against Ali Alkazi in a bantamweight bout. Anything jump out from the rest of that group?
I heard Andrew Sanchez is a TriStar too. He got stuck there. He wasn't like trying to be there, but with like COVID travel restrictions, he just was there. So he did his camp at TriStar. So we'll see if that makes a difference. The rest is kind of a mixed bag of just up and coming, you know, entry level UFC types.
Yeah, and I think a couple of other fights got dropped late from the UFC that are no longer listing them on.
They added Kevin Holland.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Kevin Holland's fighting on this card. He's fighting against a guy named Joaquin Buckley, who actually just fought on the LFA card in South Dakota a week ago. So quick turnaround for him and a UFC debut, and then Kevin Holland gets to get the fight he was supposed to, you know, he was prepared to have.
All right. So 12 on that card as well. All right, coming up next, it's the MMA Lightning Round presented by Knoxville Martial Arts Academy, including breaking news, an exclusive announcement from Tim Loy. That will start off the Lightning Round next on In the Cage, MMA Radio.
When special guests call in to 99.1 The Sports Animal, you hear them on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, stanleyfence.com.
Knoxville Martial Arts Academy is Knox County's premier martial arts training center with a wide diversity of teaching in MMA, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, and personal fitness. Their students become well-rounded in self-defense and combat sports. From the in-depth training at KMAA, many students have catapulted themselves into professional careers in the UFC, Bellator, and Invicta Fighting promotions. Come see why so many have chosen to make KMAA their martial arts training headquarters. Join today by visiting the Knoxville Martial Arts Academy at KnoxMMA.com. Stop by the market on Gay Street at the intersection of Union this Thursday from 9 to noon and register to win the Sports Animal Big Ticket. While you're there, buy any king-size Hershey product and save 3 cents off per gallon of gas. Customers who download the local rewards app will get a free 24-ounce fountain drink. The Market Downtown is a fully stocked grocery store that has Honeybee Coffee and a Boar's Head Deli in the back that makes fresh, creative sandwiches. The Market on Gay Street, a convenience store with high-quality service and a local feel.
It's time to transform your old, outdated kitchen into the dream space you and your family want. Kitchen Sales can make those dreams a reality. Kitchen Sales carries the largest selection of fine kitchen and bathroom cabinetry that ranges from a more affordable line all the way up to a fully custom line. See the selection for yourself at one of their two amazing showrooms, Hoyt Avenue, just off Cherry Street, and in the Town and Country Circle near Best Buy. For more information, go to kitchensales.net.
Kitchen Sales, Kitchen Sales.
Cabinets and countertops. We are the place to shop. Come on down.
Best golf tip of the day from the Sevierville Golf Club? Membership. Membership equals great benefits. Listen to this. Unlimited golf and carts on two immaculate 18-hole championship courses for a very convenient price. That's right. Unlimited golf. Zero cart fees. Sevierville Golf Club. More than a round of golf. Great experience. Great practice facility. Call 429-4223 to learn about the additional benefits of being a member at Sevierville Golf Club or Sevierville GolfClub.com, best in the Smokies.
This is R.A. Dickey, and I'm proud to tell you about my friends at Smoky Mountain Tops. When my wife Ann and I needed new countertops for our kitchen, we called Smoky Mountain Tops. We wanted to make sure that we worked with a company dedicated to quality, craftsmanship, and customer service. And that's what we got with Smoky Mountain Tops. Go with the pros at Smoky Mountain Tops for any of your surfacing countertop needs. Located in Knoxville and Asheville, visit SmokyMountainTops.com.
Guys, I'm going to say erectile dysfunction once because after you hear about this revolutionary treatment, you shouldn't have to hear ED again. WaveTech of Knoxville offers a new treatment that's proven to work. It'll get things flowing and you back in the game. Their acoustic wave technology is delivering unmatched results. No pain, no needles, no surgery, and no medication. All consultations and appointments are only one patient in the office at a time. If you want to regain your sex life, call now, 865-761-4401. Regardless of your age or medical history, WaveTech of Knoxville can help. WaveTechKnoxville.com.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-207-0300. That's 800-207-0300 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-207-0300. That's 800-207-0300. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-207-0300 today. Sponsored by Sheldon Law Group.
There's still a lot of MMA to tell you about and react to. Since we're short on time, we'll have to make it quick. But we promise it'll be good. Here's the MMA Lightning Round on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Look at me. This is the face of a champion.
Welcome back to In the Cage, MMA Radio with Tim Loy. I am Vince Ferrara. Each week, it's the lightning round that we do here in this segment, and it's powered by KMAA. They offer classes for children, self-defense, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, MMA, personal training, kickboxing, yoga, martial arts, whatever it is you want to accomplish. From in-depth training at KMAA, many of the students have catapulted themselves into professional careers in UFC and Bellator, Invicta fighting promotions. They'll help you achieve your goals. Call them at 865-771-9775. You can visit them on our website, learn more at knoxmma.com. They're located at 4201 Martin Mill Pike in Knoxville. KMAA for our lightning round. All right, Tim Lloyd, before we get into some of the upcoming events in the future, it's exclusive breaking news time. What is your announcement on Valor Fighting Challenger?
Hey, well, we're excited to announce that for our second show on our comeback tour, if you will. Of course, September the 4th will be at the world-famous Cotton Eye Joe here in Knoxville. We've got an all-amateur showcase there, a couple title fights at the top. But the next week, we'll be in Chattanooga at the Camp Jordan Arena, technically in East Ridge. And that will be Saturday, September the 12th. We've got two big title fights headlining that card for our pro titles. The co-main event for that evening and the main event will be for the vacant 170-pound welterweight championship. We've got two fan favorites. The Asian Persuasion, Jason King from KMAA, is going to hit the road for this one. He's going to go down to Chattanooga, and he's going to take on hometown favorite Greg Hopkins, who we know from our broadcast. You sit in the booth and talk to him all the time. That's a fight between two guys with just very large fan bases, very fan-friendly styles. I'm pumped for it. I'd say you will be too.
Absolutely. And hey, we'll leave that chair open next to me, and Justin will take his spot to have him be in the cage, because it's always enjoyable to watch him. And man, those are two great dudes, two excellent fighters, and two guys I think are very worthy of that title opportunity. Co-main, what's your co-main, Tim?
The vacant 135 championship, since Cody Durden has moved on to the UFC, which we hope for all of our champions. James Adcock, also of KMAA, 7-3, he's won four fights in a row. He'll be taking on undefeated Jeremy Mitchell out of West Virginia. Jeremy Mitchell has fought for us a few times as an amateur. This will be his first time as a professional, but he started off undefeated as a pro. He's 3-0 coming down here. That'll be another really fun fight. And just to kind of keep an eye on things, you know, Cole Farrell's on that card, and I wouldn't mind seeing Cole Farrell fight the winner of that.
Love that. Yeah, he brings the entertainment value. There's no doubt about it. Follow Valor Fighting Challenge on social media, including on Facebook, and get updates on the card, interviews on all those fighters, and we'll talk a lot more about those specific shows as we get a little bit closer to them. Last week, you had Invicta FC 41. Next week, we're going to talk about the Contender Series getting going for Dana White. There's a lot of intrigue with the Contender Series that started last night back in Vegas, and then looking forward to the next one, which has one of the fighters that Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman had mentioned, and one of the guys that helped him train in Impa Kasagane. He is an undefeated fighter. He'll be on next week's Contender Series. So we'll talk more about the Contender Series a little bit more next week. Upcoming shows, you've got Bellator 243 this weekend. Michael Chandler, Ben Henderson. That's a really nice 243 card, Tim.
Yeah, man, it's filled with recognizable names. You know, we've also got Curtis Millender on that card, Miles Jury, Matt Mitrione. There are lots of big names on there. And on the undercard, you know, you've also got a very hot prospect in Adam Boritz. He's 14-1.
Valerie Lareda, too, who is a flyweight, 22 years old, kind of gotten really big on social media, TikTok videos, Instagram, things like that. She is Cuban descent. She's from Miami, following the footsteps of Jorge Masvidal, and she is undefeated in Bellator as well, so a big opportunity for her. UFC 252, Stipe, Daniel Cormier, we're getting close to that. A week from this Saturday, we'll finally get to that title fight in the trilogy down down the road. You got Adesanya and Paulo Costa. That's in September. So much more. And then they're talking about maybe eventually going back to Fight Island for the UFC as well. Maybe we should have some NFL or college football games in Fight Island just so we can get those things going, you know?
Yeah, no doubt, man. They've got to figure it out, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Tim, thanks so much. Really appreciate the breaking exclusive news drop that you had there in that lightning round. You stay safe. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Likewise, Vince. Take care.
All right. You just saying that is Tim Lloyd, matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge. I'm Vince Ferrar. Thanks again for joining us for another week of Mixed Martial Arts Talk. Be sure to tell all your friends there is a one-hour MMA show here in Knoxville, Tennessee that you can listen to on the free Sports Animal app. You can listen to streaming at 991thesportsanimal.com. Afterwards, you can get it on podcast on iTunes, Google, or Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast. For Tim Lloyd, I am Vince Ferrara. This has been In the Cage MMA Radio. Good night.
Thanks for listening to In the Cage MMA Radio as Vince and Tim bring you inside the fight game of MMA with this unique weekly one-hour show. Join us again next Wednesday night, 8 to 9 on 99.1 The Sports Animal.